wondering, do our aim using digital, you know, storytelling to find common feelings between, you know, between generations? So is it possible to, you know, work on the differences between generations as well? Like, do we have to, can we find a solution or can we find the understanding through their differences?
Absolutely. And this is why I was mentioning the uniqueness. So each of us will elaborate a story, create a story, share a story in that precise moment in a very special way. And, you know, as I said, the context can have an influence in that, human dynamics within the room, the mood of the people on that specific day, the weather, the, you know, the food they are eating. I mean, each very small aspect can influence the way in which we share stories and the way in which we empathize with other stories. And it's not like we all need to agree. Actually, we've been using digital storytelling also as a tool for conflict resolution or for exploring divergent thinking or dilemmas. So what we really need to create in a digital storytelling workshop is a safe space for everyone to share whatever they want to share. It's not about agreeing on anything or making sure that we are all happy about what we are doing. It's about making sure that all the participants, all the stories created, they represent what that particular individual feels that is something they want to share in that particular moment. And they have full ownership on whatever they say and whatever they share. And the story is something that they own for the rest of their life. And in a process, in a project, research project, they have control on how we are going to use the stories. So they can say, I want to be involved in the process, but I don't want you to share my story. Or they may say, I want you to share my story, but only within this context to enable other people to understand the process. But I don't want you to put it on YouTube or whatever. So Durand is a very nuanced process with so many variables, and we need to make sure that we embed and embrace diversity within this process to make sure that, as we said, it's a safe co-creative process. And actually, even if we push a lot around collaboration, if we perceive that in the room there is somebody who doesn't want to collaborate at all for any reason, we need to allow that to happen as well.